It's now 2 months since Coles and Woolworths announced they would be banning the single-use plastic bag from their stores within the next year. The news was welcomed by many environmental advocates and groups, including Clean Up Australia. To discuss where to from here regarding the wider use of the bag in our community, I am joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Clean Up Australia, Ms. Terry Ann Johnson. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Eleanor.
So what will be the impact of this ban?
What we'll have now is we'll have consistency across the country. So any time you go into a Coles or a Woolworths, wherever you are, you'll be expected to have your own bag.
Fantastic. And so are Coles and Woolworths the first major supermarket retailers to introduce such a ban?
They are. Aldi didn't introduce a ban. Aldi has never offered bags. So they haven't gone down the path of having offered bags and taking them away. So Coles and Woolworths are certainly the first to have given out free bags and then pull them back. So they're the first majors. In New South Wales, we will have Harris Farm will be one step ahead, and they're taking all bags away from their checkouts in January. So they'll be 6 months ahead of the majors.
Oh, okay. So they're sort of like the first major ones, but there are a few other people that have managed to sneak in there. So can you tell us a little bit more about the ban the bag campaign?
It's been going on now for, over 10 years, over a decade. Unfortunately, waste management reform is state-based, so we can't just go federally and get something done all at once. We have to go state by state. So we started, along with other agencies, way back in 2003 to try and influence what then was a discussion between a ban or a levy. At that time, the major supermarkets came on board as well, and they actually funded a voluntary campaign to reduce the number of bags, and we managed to reduce it down by about 48%, which was a pretty good outcome. But at that point in time, governments across the country would not make the decision between a levy or a ban, and so the whole thing was derailed. And the supermarkets quite reasonably said, that's enough, you've voluntarily come on board, funded this campaign, we're going to now go away and wait for the government to make up its mind. So, of course, plastic bag use started to creep back up again. In 2009, South Australia came on board with their ban, so they were the first to go. In 2012, the Northern Territory came on board. In 2013, Tasmania and the ACT came on board. And now we're really pleased to see that Queensland is coming on board July of 18. And West Australia announced only yesterday they're going to come on board in January 19. So that only leaves us with New South Wales and Victoria to now get across the line.
Fantastic. Wow, it's almost going to be national. Incredible. So, I mean, other than the bags at the checkout, you know, what is the impact of plastic wrapping on supermarket items or plastic bags in the fruit and vegetable section? Just all the other stuff that has just so much plastic.
Exactly. I mean, it's a massive impact, and it's really quite surprising when you take the challenge of quarantining or segregating all of your soft plastics. Because, you know, I think I'm a reasonably smart shopper, but I am amazed at how much soft plastic we bring into the house and how quickly it accumulates. So on a weekly basis, now that we're taking soft plastics out of the general garbage bin, we will get a green bag full of soft plastics a week, and we'll be putting out into our garbage bin less than a third of a bag of rubbish. It's a massive impact. So if we can just take that out of the mix, start more positively buying products that aren't packed in soft plastic, we'll be heaps ahead.
Oh, fantastic. Is there a sort of, an organic type replacement for like that kind of plastic wrapping that could, you know, go like into the future that could be sort of replacing what plastic is doing at the moment?
Yeah, Harris Farm's using a biodegradable version, which is a plant-based wrap. So they're using that in their organic sections now. There are certainly options out there. What it's going to take, though, is a fairly sizable commitment by someone like a Coles or a Woolworths to bring that on board to make it cost effective, because it's a really expensive option. And so while we absolutely applaud Harris Farm for putting the investment into doing this, we can see it's going to take a little bit longer to get others across the line.
Fair enough. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Terry Ann Johnson, Managing Director of Clean Up Australia, speaking about the environmental impact of the plastic bag.